is now officially with the Celtics. The two teams completed their trade, with Isaiah Thomas going to Cleveland. The Angels make two trades today. They send outfielder Cameron Maben to the Astros, and they get outfielder Justin Upton from the Tigers. On the scoreboard, the Diamondbacks lead the Dodgers 8-1 in the sixth. The Dodgers in danger of getting swept for the first time this season. The Astros beat the Rangers 5-1 in Houston. Twins beat the White Sox 5-4.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Napa Know-How.
Every car on the road today deserves quality parts and Napa know-how, but none more than your dream car, especially if you got it 10 years after it came out. Boy, did your patience pay off, because here you are toting your swagger about town like the gentleman motorist you are, at a fraction of the cost. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your dream car running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Thursday's preseason game between the Cowboys and Texans at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, has been canceled. NFL Network's Mike Garofolo is reporting one of the reasons for canceling the game now is for players to get back to Houston, help out in the relief efforts, and be with their families. The Texans arrived back in Houston on Wednesday afternoon. Head coach Bill O'Brien told reporters that the players are anxious to help the community rebuild. The Steelers officially signing former Browns cornerback Joe Hayden on Wednesday. Hayden was picked up by Pittsburgh a mere 20 minutes after hitting free agency. It's a three-year deal worth $27 million with $7 million guaranteed. The Steelers play the Browns in week one. Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict had his suspension reduced from 5 to 3 games Wednesday. Burfict was suspended for an illegal hit against Chiefs fullback Anthony Sherman earlier this month. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The kitchen is the go-to place in the house, and the Home Depot is the go-to place for the kitchen. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now from top brands like Thomasville, Craftmade, and American Woodmark. That puts new kitchen cabinets well within reach, and free design services make your kitchen upgrade even easier. It's the heart of your home. Make it the start of something terrific. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Valid through September 10th. See store associate for details.
You can enjoy your outdoor living spaces when your home has unsightly green and black stains in need of cleaning. Why scrub when you can spray and forget? Spray and Forget, the revolutionary no-rinse exterior cleaner, eliminates stains from mold, mildew, algae, moss, and lichen. Spray and Forget brilliantly cleans roofs, decks, siding, fencing, walkways, driveways, outdoor furniture, and more without pressure washing, brushing, or rinsing. Make your home and your outdoor living spaces brilliant again with Spray and Forget. Look for the yellow label.
Hey, it's hour number two of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, or you're just getting in the car and joining us, in which case it's new to you, right? Coming your way on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, where we will be tomorrow. Well, sort of, technically in Coralville for Fry Fest. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. We've also got 107.5 FM, our North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and you can hear us all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. That's your home for Cyclone football during the fall. John Walters will have the call as Iowa State kicks off its season Saturday night under the lights at Jack Trice Stadium, hosting the UNI Panthers. You know, Thursday is known for would you here on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, and Kyle came to me earlier today and he said, would you rather have Torrey Hunter on the show, or would you rather have Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports to talk about Iowa State? And I said, I think I'd rather have the better human being. And Alex Halstead is with us now from 24/7 Sports. We'll talk a little Cyclone football with you. Alex, are you ready for Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm ready to, you know, finally see some action. You know, it seems like we've been spending the last however many months writing about the questions that Iowa State faces, the new players that have come in, you know, the expectations that have kind of changed for them in the last year since Matt Campbell's got to Ames. And finally, we'll just be able to see what it looks like on Saturday, because there's not much more I think we can write about that we haven't already.
Which one of those questions are you most anxious to at least partially get answered on Saturday?
Well, I think the biggest question is just the trenches, mostly on both sides, but especially I think on the defensive line, because, you know, Iowa State, their success I think is going to be a lot determined in 2017 by how good both of those lines are. You know, we know they've got a lot of weapons offensively. Jacob Park, you know, has high expectations. They've got guys around him like Alan Lazard and Hakeem Butler and, you know, running back David Montgomery and Mike Warren and some young tight ends. We know they've got the skill positions on offense, but what does that offensive line look like? You know, they have some pieces that have started games before. You know, Jake Campbell started 24 games in his career, and Julian Good-Jones, a Cedar Rapids native, has started 11. But other than that, they have just one other start in Bryce Meeker. So, you know, they're pretty young there. And then defensively, you look at them, and they've just got a lot of new pieces. You know, Ray Lehman, Matt Leo are JUCOs that come in and they have high expectations for him, but they've never played major college football. So Matt Campbell said the defensive line is probably his biggest worry, not because he doesn't think they have the talent, but because he hasn't seen them play an actual game.
I was going to ask you a little bit about that defensive line. How much better do you think it could be this season?
Well, you know, I think if guys like Matt Leo and Ray Lima adapt quickly, I think it could be a very formidable defensive line. And you know, that defensive line could help, obviously, the linebackers. I think in the past, the linebackers in Ames have gotten some slack or have, you know, kind of taken some heat the last couple of years of maybe needed to play better. But I think some of that starts up front. You know, how quickly do guys get off their blocks up front? And Iowa State's bigger up front. You know, Matt Leo's 6'7" and close to 300 pounds. And Eni Wasrike is a redshirt freshman that's up to 290 pounds. And then you talk about Ray Lima, who's a 300-pound defensive tackle. You know, they've got three top 50 JUCOs coming in, and Matt Leo, Ray Lima, and Camilo Tangamoa. But, you know, those guys have all played JUCO football or lower. So I think it could be really good, but it's a lot of potential that we don't really know about. But the talent there is just the inexperience, you know, raises some questions as we get to Northern Iowa on Saturday.
Camilo Tangamoa has been on campus for just over a week. Is there any chance that he plays on Saturday? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, they're leaving the door open for Camilo to play in the first game. I don't think he'll play much unless Iowa State has a comfortable lead, you know, maybe in the fourth quarter or something like that. If they did, I could see them maybe getting him out there and trying to get his feet wet. But, you know, we're talking Thursday right now, and he got to Ames last Wednesday. So he's only been on campus for just over a week. He couldn't start full padded practice until Tuesday because of the NCAA mandates. You have four non-padded practices before you get into that. So they're really just starting to see him. It sounds like the biggest thing with him is conditioning. You know, when you talk about a 305, 310-pound defensive lineman, you know, it's hard to jump right in and be conditioned for, you know, Big 12 level or FBS level football. So I think ideally for them, they work him in a little bit in non-conference, and maybe he's ready by early Big 12 play. But expectations beyond that, you know, it's just hard for me to say what he's going to do. But Matt Campbell has left the door open that if he's ready and if he looks okay, he could at least get some snaps earlier in the season.
Alex Halstead talking Cyclone football with us here on a Thursday. Boy, is it good to be talking college football again with games on the horizon. And again, we'll have Iowa State for you at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. John Walters on the call, 1600 a.m. here on KGYM. Jacob Park, is he ready to take over and be the unquestioned number one quarterback of this team?
Yeah, you know, he seems like he is. I think he's matured a lot in the last year. You know, when you talk about Jacob Park, I mean, you're talking about a guy that was, you know, a top 247 quarterback out of high school that, you know, was regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in his class, went to Georgia, had an offensive coordinator change, and went to JUCO, then Iowa State. So he's kind of had quite a journey, and this last offseason was the first time he's spent an offseason at a program. And I think he told me that he rewatched all the games from last season three or four times. He spent a lot of time in the film room. He looks bigger. So I think he's done all the right things in terms of, you know, having a first full offseason at a college football program. He did what he needed to do. the chemistry, I think, is there between him and Alan Lazard. You know, we saw Alan Lazard had four of his 500-yard games last year came in the last 5 weeks with Jacob Park as the quarterback. If that can continue, I think, you know, that offense could get on a good roll. But it just seems like he's got a lot of weapons, and he doesn't say a ton, but he seems like a very confident quarterback that he's just very even keel. And I think that could be good for him because, this offense still needs to kind of find its rhythm early in the season.
How do you think the carries are going to be split up between David Montgomery and Mike Warren?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, Jacob Park was asked yesterday about, is there enough balls to go around to all of his receivers? And that's a good question. But, you know, the running back stuff, I think, kind of gets overlooked a little bit. As you mentioned, they've got David Montgomery, who's going to be the starting running back come Saturday. But Mike Warren, I think, it sounds like he had a good offseason after having, you know, what I think he and most people would deem a disappointing sophomore year. But those two guys, and then you add in, you know, freshman Johnny Lang, who it sounds like will burn his red shirt Saturday. They've got three guys they think are capable in that backfield. You know, I think it might be a situation by situation. I think one thing that's going to help them kind of split that up is David Montgomery and Johnny Lang can both split out wide. I think they're going to try to pass the running backs a little bit more. And when you do have a logjam in that backfield, you know, utilizing them in different ways maybe is one way that they're going to split that up. But, you know, it's hard to put a percentage on it, but I think David Montgomery will be the clear ball carrier. But, you know, I think Mike Warren will be the clear number two guy, you know, maybe a, say, 60-40, 70-30 split. I think it kind of depends on which guy gets the hot hand. But Montgomery is definitely going to get the first crack to start the season.
Are expectations even close to being realistic for Alan Lazard this season? I mean, he's the greatest receiver the program has ever had, but I have a feeling that some fans are expecting him to do even more than he's done the previous three seasons in a Cyclone uniform. What do you think a reasonable expectation is here now 48 hours from the home opener?
Yeah, you know, with him, he's last year became the fourth 1,000-yard receiver in Iowa State history. He's going to break pretty much every record, every receiving record in Iowa State history except for maybe the touchdown receptions. I think he's 16 off of that. So barring a miraculous season, he's not going to get that record, but he's on pace to break every record, some of them easily. He's already broken some of them. And like you said, I think the expectations, you know, how do you top, you know, almost 1,100 yards, especially when you have the receiver weapons they have? You know, if they spread the ball out as much as some people think they will to Hakeem Butler or Marcin Murdock or Deshaunte Jones, or now throwing in the tight ends, which had only a handful of receptions last year, does that limit, you know, Lazard's ability to catch some passes? He caught 69 passes last year. How many more above that can he go? I think it's a question. I think a year similar to last year is kind of in my expectation because, you know, like I said, they have so many weapons. I think he should be judged more on this year based off his consistency. Does he, you know, kind of limit some of those drop passes? Is he the guy that can be the go-to guy for Lazard or for a Park in the red zone? And, you know, if he can equate to some of the numbers he had last year, I think that's a good season for him with all the other receivers that they might throw to this year. But, you know, I think fans, I don't know if fans necessarily expect 1,500 yards or anything like that, but, you know, if he can get back to that 1,000-yard clip, I think that's a good year for Lazard.
Sticking with the wide receivers, and he's not going to have to be the go-to guy for obvious reasons because we just talked about Alan Lazard, but is Hakeem Butler poised for a breakout year and kind of becoming that number two target?
Yeah, I think the two guys that I think could be big breakout guys this year are Hakeem Butler and then Marcin Murdock with him. You know, Marcin Murdock transferred from Illinois and last year only, I think, had, you know, two or three receptions, and that was because, you know, he didn't get to Iowa State until basically the day before fall camp, and it took him time to get acclimated. Hakeem Butler, on the other hand, was, you know, redshirt freshman last year. I think he had 9 receptions. I think we could really see that number go up this year. Every time you talk to people who are able to see some of these practices or the scrimmages, Hakeem Butler is one of the names that comes up. You know, he looks a lot bigger. I think he's added 20 pounds. He's got the frame. His frame is better than Lazard. I think it's just the consistency. You know, we've heard since in the last couple of years that he has NFL potential, but that's mostly because of his size and his body and some of his athleticism. He hasn't been consistent. The good thing is for Iowa State that he's only going to be a sophomore this year, so there's still time to put it all together. And I think he's going to be maybe the breakout guy that we see put things together. And like you said, maybe become that number two guy next to Lazard. I think that's the thing they're most excited about is some of the size they have. You know, Lazard's 6'4", Matt Eaton out there is 6'4", Hakeem Butler's 6'5", 6'6", and then you throw in a couple of tight ends that are 6'6". So they wanted to get some taller guys in the program to be able to create more mismatches, and I think Hakeem Butler could help do that this year.
24/7 Sports, Alex Halstead with us here for a few more minutes. This is always a tough game. You and I, anytime they're playing the Cyclones or the Hawkeyes, they come in loaded for bear. They know exactly what they can accomplish by winning these types of games. But this is a UNI team that's not quite in the best of shape as they normally are coming into this series with Iowa State. What did Matt Campbell have to say about what he thinks the Panthers will look like on Saturday night?
Yeah, there's been some questions around them. I think Iowa State's biggest question is how much does having seven new assistants change things for them? Matt Campbell downplayed it, but at the same time, defensive coordinator John Haycock said they've got a new offensive coordinator, they've got a new offensive line coach. They've been going and finding film from when those guys were at Arkansas and other schools trying to see what types of things they might try to do differently. So that's one of their biggest questions is just how much do the staff changes affect their play calling or the type of offense they might run. But for the most part, Matt Campbell said you kind of know what you're going to get with UNI. They always want to establish the run at least 50-50 and probably more than that when they're on the ground. And they don't make a lot of mistakes. You know, when you look at Iowa State last year, they lost by five. They had nine penalties for 89 yards, two interceptions and lost two fumbles. You know, when you do that against UNI, it makes things really difficult because they don't make a ton of mistakes. And you know, last year I think they only had 135 yards passing, but they ran the ball well. So, you know, Iowa State kind of knows what to expect in that regard. But their big question is how much does some of that play calling and things like that change with quite a few new assistants for Northern Iowa?
Well, Alex, college football starts today. We're just a couple of days from the first college football Saturday. We've talked about the strengths and weaknesses for this team. So putting that all together, is this team good enough to make it to a bowl game in 2017?
I think they are, but I think, you know, I think some things have to fall the right way, and that's kind of a hedge a little bit, but, you know, I think the over-under in Vegas is 5.5 wins, and, you know, most places have them right there, but we've seen them lose a lot of close games in the last several years. I think of their last 37 losses going back to the last time they went to a bowl game, I think 15 have been by one score, you know, so good teams win close games and bad teams lose them. We've seen Iowa State lost 4-1 score games last year. How much better can they be in those close games and actually winning those games, I think, is going to be the difference. Their schedule, I think they got to go at least 2-1 to start. You know, the years you lose to UNI, when you're Iowa State, things kind of unravel quickly. So I think they got to start 2-1 at least in non-conference. But then you got some chances in a Big 12 that a lot of people have questions about in terms of, you know, there's a lot of parity in the middle where there's schools that are projected for 6, 7, 8 wins, you know, that you can go get a Kansas, a Texas Tech, a Baylor. So there's opportunities on the schedule, but we've seen in the past, it kind of starts with this Northern Iowa game because the years they've lost that game, things just kind of go downhill quickly.
Alex, before we let you go, I know this is a big weekend for the Cyclones on the recruiting front. Openers usually are. Do the Cyclones have some big names coming to Ames this weekend?
Yeah, this is a big weekend, and much like it is for Iowa, when they get the Cyhawk game, next weekend will be big, too. These first 2 weekends when you get home games early time of the year are kind of big recruiting weekends. It kind of starts on the basketball side, actually, for Iowa State. They're hosting four-star top 100 point guard Tyler Harris from Memphis. They're the favorite to land him. He'll be in town this weekend, along with George Condit, a power forward in Chicago, who we have, the number 129 overall player in the country. So it starts with basketball. They got two big targets on campus this weekend. And then, you know, football-wise, they've got a couple. You know, one of them is a near four-star receiver, Sean Shaw Jr. out of Oklahoma. They're kind of the main school in on him. It'll be interesting to see where his recruitment goes. But you know, they actually have an unofficial visitor, 2020 running back, Gavin Williams from Southeast Polk, who they've already offered. He's going to be on campus this weekend, too. So, like you said, these openers kind of get things going, and then once they get into Cyhawk week, they'll try to use that game as well, since, you know, that's a game that obviously a lot of in-state kids want to go to, no matter where it's at. So the next few weeks will be big for them on the recruiting trail.
All right, Alex, great stuff as always, and I'm sure we'll be touching base with you throughout football season. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good first week of football.
And just a reminder, 6 o'clock, John Walters' pregame show starts on 1600 AM Saturday night. We give you today as the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com the offshore point spread for that game between the Cyclones and the Panthers. Iowa State at last check was favored by 9.5 points. And we ask you today who you would side with. Not are you an Iowa State fan, not are you a Panther fan. What do you think the outcome of the game is going to be with those 9.5 points at play? Iowa State throwing the points, you and I taking the points. What do you think? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And if you are keeping track at home, 39 minutes until Big Ten football returns. Scheduled kickoff at TCF Bank Stadium tonight as the PJ Fleck era dips its oars in the water for the first time is 6 o'clock tonight. They host the Buffalo Bulls, not the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Bulls. Ohio State at Indiana tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. We go from college football to the NFL using the Iowa Hawkeyes as a segue. A former Hawk is reportedly about to get paid by his current NFL team. We'll tell you which former Iowa player that is when we return. I got to make you wait. That's what we do in this business. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and producer Kyle Mann and you, the listener, because you're an integral part as well. Back with more of the program after this.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football team kicked off their season with a big 23-6 road win at Class 1A number 1 rated Iowa City Regina last Friday. Fullback Braden Stovey had a big night with 7 carries for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Class 3A number 2 rated Saints will host Linmar in non-district action for its home opener tomorrow night. The Class 4A top-rated Xavier volleyball team suffered their first loss of the season on Tuesday night, falling to Class 5A number 8-rated Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 3-0. The Xavier boys golf team finished third at the Johnston Invitational last week in Des Moines. The Saints followed that by winning a meet at St. Andrews the following night.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're recruiting you for KGYM's fantasy football season. Get the lowdown weekdays from 4 to 7 on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The draft and everything fantasy football on the gym is brought to you by I'm On Communications, your local internet, cable TV, and phone provider.
We've got tickets to see Alan Jackson September 9th at the U.S. Cellular Center. You can win them with us sometime before 6 o'clock tonight. And you're going to want to stick with us after 6 o'clock. The one and only Professional Football Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner, Cedar Rapids native, UNI Panther, Iowa Barnstormer. He did some things in the NFL, too. He's with us at 6 o'clock tonight for a very brief interview. We are taking your best fantasy football team names via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line today, and we will select two of you for spots in the I'm On Communications KGYM Listener League. We will text you tonight if you are one of our two choices, and then we'll let everybody know on the air tomorrow who got in, and if the names are appropriate, we will air them. I don't want to alienate anybody who's going to be joining me at Fry Fest for the annual Fry Fest broadcast. Stop by the booth. Very important. Alex and I, well, we're going to be on the air, but we're going to have some assistants there who will be handing out cards, each one of them with a unique number on them. It's very important you hang on to that card if you stop by our booth at Fry Fest tomorrow, because on Monday, we will be reading one of those numbers, and if you're listening, you're going to take home $100 just for stopping by and saying hi to us at Fry Fest. It's a way for us to say thank you to all of our loyal listeners. And yes, we have an individual card for each and every one of you, all 47 of you, if you stop by the booth and say hi. It's always a good time. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be filling in on the back end of the program. Mitch King is going to be with us during the big hour, the third and final hour of the show tomorrow. And then the next thing you know, Hawkeye football will be here. It is, it's here, football season, Big Ten football, getting underway in about half an hour tonight in the Twin Cities. Couple games tonight, couple games tomorrow, including one featuring a top 10 program, not in the Big Ten, but they're traveling to a Big Ten team. That would be Washington at Rutgers for the War Before the Shore.
Did you see the hot tub?
I read about it. I've not seen the pictures.
Oh, I saw the picture. Pat Forty retweeted it.
How big is it? It's
a normal size hot tub. Just like your regular above ground hot tub.
I can't imagine anything going wrong at a college football game if you put a massive hot tub into the student section.
What's the worst that could happen?
By the way, you're not supposed to get in the hot tub if you've been drinking. Don't they say that?
Well, they don't sell beer there.
Usually doesn't mix. Yeah, but they tailgate. That is the first Big Ten football game on the new Fox Sports TV package. Mm. They're breaking things in with Rutgers and Washington. A little bit better on Saturday, Maryland at Texas will be available on FS1. We've talked about this on the show before, but Fox Sports has first pick this year on the television package. So you're going to see some of the more interesting or better Big Ten football games, especially in the non-conference, showing up on FS1. So two games tonight, and then Washington at Rutgers tomorrow, as well as Utah State at Wisconsin. The Badgers will get things kicked off. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff at Camp Randall Stadium. This is going to come up on Would Ya, which is right around the corner. We'll be joined by Kyle here in the studio coming up in just a few minutes. Colonels are at home tonight taking on the Burlington Bees. One more opportunity for you to join our friends from Z102.9 at the ballpark tomorrow night. It's the last Z102.9 Mug Club night of the year. But here's the deal. It's still a great bargain. You pay $6 for your first 16-ounce draft beer, and then refills in the mug are only $3 the rest of the night. And if you hang on to the mug, you can bring it back, not to the next Mug Club night, because there is none in 2017, or there are none in 2017, but there will be in 2018. And all you need to do is bring the mug back with you next year. It's a dirty little secret, but I'll share it with you here on the air. So between you and me, just bring your mug back next year on Mug Club night, and you get the refills. Craft beer drinkers, same deal applies to you. It's just a dollar more, so it's $7 for the first fill-up, and then $4 refills all game tomorrow night as the Colonels take on the Burlington Bees in the regular season finale at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Alex is shaking his head.
It's hard to believe. I made it out to a couple of Colonels games this year. I made it out to the game where they clinched the last game of the first half, and it's just, I just can't believe the season's over. But with bad things, good things come as well. That means it's football season.
And speaking of football, I'm glad you reminded me. We did tease folks with this, the news of a former Hawkeye about to get paid. Pro Football Rumors is reporting that the Houston Texans are on the brink of finalizing a three-year contract extension with C.J. Fedorowicz. According to the Houston Chronicle, it would pay Fedorowicz $7 million annually if the deal goes through. So very nice. C.J. Fedorowicz having a nice career in the NFL, Houston stepping up and signing him to a very lucrative contract extension, tentatively speaking. Nothing tentative about this. I am 100% definitively sending it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State released its basketball schedule today, and they'll play an exhibition against Emporia State on November 5th, begin the regular season at Mizzou on November 10th, and open at home against Milwaukee on November 13th. They'll host Iowa on December 7th and UNI on December 16th before opening Big 12 play at home against Kansas State on December 29th. The Colonels made a roster move today, promoting infielder Joe Cronin to Fort Myers and activating a Morris Minier from the 7-day DL. Manager Tommy Watkins has also decided on his playoff pitching rotation. Tyler Wells will be on the mound for Game 1 with the Kane County Cougars next Wednesday, followed by Tyler Watson and Charlie Barnes. Clark Beaker, Sean Poppin, and Anthony Marzi would have been the top three, but all were promoted in the last month. The regular season isn't quite over yet, however, and the Colonels beat Burlington 11-1 last night in Game 1 of their final home series of the regular season, and they'll play Game 2 tonight at 6:35 with the aforementioned Tyler Wells on the mound facing Luis Madero. The Twins also won 11-1 last night over the White Sox, but there's no game for you tonight because they finished that series earlier today. The Twins won with a hop-off hit-by-pitch by Max Kepler to win 5-4, but we do have some high school football action for you. We'll have Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Prairie butting heads tonight beginning after our show, and you can hear Scott Unash on the call on all three KGYM frequencies.
Speaking of, you went to Jefferson, didn't you?
I did.
Is this a big game tonight, the Kolach Bowl? The students get on board for this?
We did back Prairie. They had insulted us throughout the week, so it was a big game for us. But the Kolach Bowl, they tell you it's big.
They tell you it's big.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Was there a hot tub there?
Yeah.
It's not big unless there's a hot tub there.
There was no hot tub.
I still don't know how many students are going to be at that Washington-Rutgers game tomorrow night. I guess if you tune in to FS1, you can find out. Kurt Warner is going to join us in about 30 minutes, but between now and then, we've got to squeeze in a little woodja, and it comes up next.
This Bottom of the Hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP, BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
I'm Doug Brown. Ezekiel Elliott's appeal hearing ended today in New York. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports there could be a decision by Monday. The Cowboys running back is appealing a 6-game suspension under the NFL personal conduct policy for accusations of domestic violence. Almost a year ago, the NFL pledged $100 million to concussion research. ESPN's Outside the Lines reports that since that time, the league has funded only one study, which is investigating the presence of CTE in jockeys. To the baseball scoreboard, 8th inning in Phoenix. The Diamondbacks lead the Dodgers 8-1. Dodgers may get swept for the first time this season. The Astros beat the Rangers 5-1. DH Carlos Beltran and third baseman Adrian Beltre each left the game with injuries. The Twins beat the White Sox 5-4. The Twins have won 7 straight at home. The slumping Aaron Judge will drop to 6th in the batting order tonight as the Yankees host the Red Sox to open a weekend series. And Major League Baseball sets a record today for the most home runs in a calendar month. The old record was set back in June.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote. Here's the SelectQuote difference. Most companies give you one option, one policy, and one rate. But SelectQuote gives you options, lots of options. SelectQuote shops and could get you up to 15 options from highly rated life insurers. I want you to make the free call today and review your options. Call 1-800-290-0303. SelectQuote has been in business since 1985. I trust them and their licensed U.S. agents because they've already protected over 1.2 million families. For example, a 40-year-old male that takes cholesterol medication could get $500,000 in life insurance for under $25 a month. That could be your cost to protect your family. I want you to give SelectQuote a call at 1-800-290-0303 or go to SelectQuote.com today for a totally free personal quote. 1-800-290-0303. That's 1-800-290-0303. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
536. All right, Kyle, you're going to have to explain this one to me. It's a Thrones thing. That doesn't explain to me what the team name means. We're taking names on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line today, and the two fantasy football team names that we like the best, we're going to allow them into the league. It doesn't necessarily have to be your unique name. You can just give us something like Zach Ball Ertz. Zach Ertz, a tight end in the NFL, and if you say it, well, I think you get the meaning behind it. But the team with no name, what?
This was from Don. He said
it's a Thrones thing.
A team has no name.
Should get that on a T-shirt.
There was one of the storylines in the show was that this girl Aria.
Okay, hold on. We did this on Monday to great success. So you've got 16 seconds.
Okay.
To explain this to me, starting right now.
Aria became a worshiper of the many-faced god, and to become a proper worshiper, she had to shed herself of her own identity, and so she would always have to say, a girl has no name, a girl has no name, to prove that she was no longer Aria. She had no sense of herself, and so a team has no name. That was all I needed.
I hit the wrong button.
A team has no identity.
I don't think it mattered at that point. I just wanted to
do a double...
Whoa.
You have the, yeah, all right, there
Alex.
You go. Do you have the would you thing ready, the intro ready to roll? Let's do this.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Pour one out for Mahomes. I like that one. Is that Kevin in North Liberty?
Sweaty Jim Schwartz.
You could use it in 15 years ago for fantasy baseball for Pat Mahomes, and now you can use it for his son, who's going to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs at some point. It is Would You here on a Thursday. Kyle remains in the studio with us. Alex Kuhn. Big Ten football kicks off tonight. Not only Minnesota hosting Buffalo in about 15 minutes in the Twin Cities, but an actual Big Ten game that's going to affect the standings for about a month. One of these teams, a.k.a. Ohio State, is going to be able to say that they're in first place in the Big Ten. And they'll be able to say so a lot longer than a month, in my opinion, but Ohio State opens at Indiana tonight. My question is, from an Iowa standpoint, would you like to see Iowa play a Big Ten football game on August 31st? Would that be a good idea?
I'm never a fan of having a non-conference game, a conference game as the first game of the season. There are three or four non-conference games for a reason. And I think it gets back to one of the discussions that we had about Kirk Ferentz wanting preseason football. There is no preseason football. So for a lot of these teams, week one, you're opening up with a tune-up game. Whether you like them or not, they make up for the preseason even though they count. So it just seems there's something unnatural about seeing two teams in the same conference playing in week one or even week two for that matter. So I really don't like it. I don't like seeing Ohio State and Indiana playing tonight. And I really could go without it.
As I sit here and think about this, there is a lot of hypotheticals that run through my head. If Iowa was, top upper echelon in the country, if Iowa was trying to make a name for themselves, if Iowa wanted to prove that they were going to be big-time contenders this year, then sure, maybe I would like to see them play Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, one of those upper echelon teams. But that isn't the case. In Iowa's current incarnation, I don't want to see them playing Big Ten games right now. The Big Ten is the meat of your schedule. It's really the only part in some ways, it's not the only part that matters, but everyone looks forward to their conference schedule. That's where you prove, you know, what you're made of in your conference compared to your peers. And, you know, Alex said, you do kind of, to call something a tune-up game, I don't like the idea of a tune-up game, but you do want to be hitting your stride when you see when you start to see conference opponents, and, you know, you're not hitting your stride in week one. So, no, I don't like the Big Ten football this early.
I am not necessarily a huge fan either. And what does it do to that fan base that loses tonight? Because then you have to stare at 0-1 in the conference standings for a month. It seems out of sorts, out of place, and not necessarily a huge fan of this. But we've talked about this. It's one of the reasons the TV money is getting so big for the Big Ten and the television contracts were so lucrative. They're playing Thursday and Friday night games, prime time. You get your program out there. Look at Indiana's never getting game day. The game day crew, if they don't play Ohio State on a Thursday night in the first week of the season. It's not an actual game day, but it's sort of an unofficial, you know, it's not Saturday, but they've got the game day crew there. That's what this is all about. It's great marketing, but doesn't mean you have to necessarily like it or embrace it. Now, I mentioned the story earlier tonight. The Cubs have moved the start time for the Brewers game next Friday from an afternoon game to a night game. And they've been able to do this. They hold one night game open, one night date open, because ESPN reserves the right for Sunday Night Baseball to select the Cubs, and then they would have to play that game at night. So ESPN has finalized the schedule for the remainder of the season. Cubs are not going to be playing any September night games on Sunday. So they're using this remaining night game for next Friday against the Brewers. The Cubs are playing the Pirates the night before. The Brewers have an off day that Thursday. Now they are upset that the Cubs have basically taken away the advantage of playing them on short rest at Wrigley Field. Would you be as mad about this as the Brewers are if you were them, Kyle Mann?
Gosh, I was prepared for that question. I thought you were going to come from the Cubs' perspective. Would I do the same thing? But that's not what you asked. Would I be as mad if I'm the Brewers? You know, honestly, I'd be kind of annoyed because I know that I did have an advantage coming into that game. The Cubs were going to be short on sleep. They were going to have gotten to the park early. And, you know, they just got done with the series. Whereas me and my Brewers, we've had a full day's rest. And I'm trying to catch the Cubs in the division. I want that win very badly. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, kind of, honestly, in my heart, like I know, and you just gave us a rundown. It sounds like it was actually within the letter of the law for the Cubs to do what they did. But sure, if I'm the Brewers, I just lost a pretty good advantage for that one day. Yeah, I'm annoyed.
I think for them, it's from their standpoint, it's the second time that something strange has happened this season. And I don't think that I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it is a little bit weird when a game gets rained out and there's no rain. And then when a day game gets moved to a night game, especially after a night game was supposed to be played, will be played by the Cubs the night before. So I think there's a little bit of holdover. And especially, like you said, Kyle, when there's only 3.5 games separating the two teams in the NL Central, it feels like a heck of a lot more the way the Cubs have been playing. The Cardinals have fallen out of the race. The Pirates are in free fall. It's a two-horse race, and it's going to come down to this September and a couple of series between the two teams. And the Milwaukee Brewers thought they had a little bit of an advantage. Now they don't. And it's the second time that something slightly weird has happened this year. So I understand where they're coming from. Yes.
Kool-Aid. I appreciate you texting that one. And I'm going to have to share that with some friends off the air, but that may be one of the funnier fantasy football team names that I've seen this year so far. Extremely topical. On the subject of preseason games. You mentioned Kirk Ferentz saying there's no preseason in the college game. There is in the NFL, and this is the absolute worst week of the preseason. Preseason week number 4. So I ask you, would you rather watch a TV show that you don't like from start to finish, or would you rather watch a week 4 preseason football game from start to finish?
It's pretty easy for me.
Don't say preseason NFL.
Preseason NFL.
It's week 4.
Yeah. I know. I can watch pretty much any football except for, okay, I was going to say high school on TV of teams outside of the state I'm living in, so I save myself because I do broadcast high school football. Any college or pro football, for the most part, from the Division I level up, I can watch on TV, and that includes week 4 of the preseason. And I'll pop on NFL Network a little bit to see a full game. Will I watch it the whole way through? No, but a TV show that I don't like, what's the point in that?
That's disgusting, Alex. I remember, I think you said, would you rather watch preseason week 1 football or watch The Bachelorette? And at the time I said,
I did this one already.
It's a good week 1 and week 4 are very different. It's a whole different question. A
whole different ballgame.
Cuz week 1 my answer was that yeah, I want to watch some of the guys who just got drafted. I want to watch guys who were prospects coming out of high school, didn't play well in college, but here they are in the NFL. There's all sorts of things that you can find to watch in week 1, week 2, week 3. But now here we are, week 4. Any player that a team has decided has any value to them, who is, you know, might be a contributor really at all, most of them are being sat down or held out or aren't going to play much, and they're doing that on purpose. They are literally taking all the good players off the field, making sure they don't get hurt. There's nothing to watch.
Guys fighting for jobs, for their families, trying to get the 52nd and 53rd roster spot on an NFL team, and then possibly a practice squad spot.
That would be cool.
I'd rather watch that than The Bachelorette.
Well, I don't want to watch The Bachelorette either.
Well, that was week 1. This is week 4. Well, let's keep it in the NFL. Among all of the ex-Hawkeyes, I was inspired by this with the CJ Fedorowicz contract extension news today, the new 3-year, $7 million per season deal that he's reportedly now agreed to with the Houston Texans. Among all the ex-Hawkeyes who are in the NFL, who would you want on your team if you had an NFL team? I say if you had an NFL team because one of the people here in the studio doesn't have an NFL team anymore. But Kyle Mann, pick one current former Hawkeye who's in the NFL that you would want on your team.
Okay. I'm going to start. It's not going to be offense for obvious reasons. We're going to go to the defense, and I'm going to try to find somebody to anchor me. And I personally, I've got an idea on the line, but if I'm building a team from ground up, say it, Anthony Hitchens.
Oh,
I want him holding down my linebacking core, running all over the field, covering sideline to sideline, decent in coverage. I'm going Anthony Hitchens.
I was expecting you to say James Daniels. I was getting excited there. He'd be my guy.
To me, this is...
You're going to pick an offensive lineman.
This is
just
easy. One of the best guards to ever play the game of football. A Yonda. Future Hall of Famer, Yonda. Marshall Yonda. Okay. You're building an offensive line. You see what the Dallas Cowboys have done. You're taking Marshall Yonda. It's easy.
Okay.
Easy.
You know what? I should have thought of that before I even wrote the darn question down. Kuhn is going to pick Yonda.
I want to give Mike Daniels a shout-out, honorable mention.
That's this...
Casey Kreider? Is that
Kurt
the right
answer? No, that's not the right answer.
That's not the
don't
right
pick
answer.
On him. Don't be a
don't
jerk.
Pick on him.
I've got his jersey, and I wore it proudly last time I was at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub for the road trip. Not tomorrow, though, because we're going to be at Fry Fest in Coralville. Kurt on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, that's actually the second Ha-Ha Clinton Dix-inspired fantasy team name that we've received tonight, whether you believe it or not. We will let our two fantasy football recipients know who they are after the show is over tonight via text. Final would you of the night. Alex Kuhn, if you were Torrey Hunter, would you have come on the Todd Brommelkamp show?
I just don't understand what the harm in it is. We're not...
We're a Twins affiliate.
We're a Twins affiliate. We do a lot of...
We do nothing. We do say nothing but nice things about...
We're a great partner with the Colonels. The Colonels are a great partner.
The Colonel, and by the way, I want to be very clear about this. The Colonels had nothing to do with... They didn't nix him coming on the show. They tried very hard to get him for us, and he said no. He's big league. Torrey Hunter is too big league to come on our radio program and talk about how I remember watching him as a 14-year-old kid when he played for the Fort Wayne Wizards in the Midwest League. He doesn't want to hear about that. He doesn't want to hear any of the other stuff that we would have asked him. It would have been very friendly.
We would have been talking about minor league baseball, how he's working with some of the kids, which is what he's doing. But he said he only is down here to work with the guys. I would have come on the program. I don't see the harm in it. We're not, trying to grill him for anything.
I don't want to beat him up any more than he was beat up, rightfully so, for saying some very hateful and bigoted things many years ago in the media. So, Kyle... If you were Torrey Hunter, would you have come on the program?
Yeah, you know, I think I would have.
Yeah, exactly.
There's really no reason not to.
Well, there is now, and I understand that, but there wasn't before today.
Do you want to hear another detail of why he said no? Not necessarily
why. Is there another detail?
But apparently, it was brought to his attention that we are an ESPN affiliate, and he's not exactly a huge fan of ESPN. And then it was explained to him that,
we got nothing to do with
it. We got nothing to do with
Cedar Rapids.
But I don't think that had anything to do with why he said
call him back. Call him back and tell him that we switched overnight and we're a Fox affiliate now.
Ugh.
I don't know. We'll just see. No, I'm going to talk to Tommy when I see him tonight after the ball game. I'm going
to
get to the bottom.
Tommy would never do that to us.
No. 5:52, we will step aside. We'll tell you, if you are headed to Ames this weekend for the Iowa State UNI football game, not only can you eat a delicious Chuckie's tenderloin from my hometown of DeWitt, Iowa, but you can also help the Harvey recovery efforts in the city of Houston, and we'll tell you how when we come back after this. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight on all three of our frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, and good old 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, or KGYM programming on the way after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas, or outstand us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's only 7 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
5:54, welcome back in. We have some tickets to Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center, and we're going to give those away coming up in just a few minutes. But before we can do that, we're going to have Kyle Mann bring you your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State released its basketball schedule today, and they'll play an exhibition against Emporia State on November 5th and then begin the regular season at Mizzou on November 10th. They'll open at home against Milwaukee on November 13th. They'll then host Iowa on December 7th and UNI on December 16th before opening Big 12 play at home against Kansas State on December 29th. The Colonels made a roster move today, promoting infielder Joe Cronin to Fort Myers and activating a Morris Minier from the 7-day DL. Manager Tommy Watkins has also decided on his playoff pitching rotation. Tyler Wells will be on the mound for Game 1 with the Kane County Cougars next Wednesday, followed by Tyler Watson and Charlie Barnes. Clark Beaker, Sean Poppin, and Anthony Marzi would have been the top three, but all those guys were promoted in the last month. The regular season isn't quite over yet, and the Colonels beat Burlington 11-1 last night in Game 1 of their final home series, and they'll play Game 2 tonight at 6:35 with Tyler Wells and Luis Madero on the hill. The Twins also won 11-1 last night over the White Sox, but there's no game for you tonight because they finished that series earlier today. The Twins won with a hop-off hit-by-pitch by Max Kepler to win 5-4. But we do have some high school football action for you. We'll have Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Prairie butting heads tonight beginning after our show. And you can hear Scott Unash call that game on all three KGYM frequencies.
Details of the C.J. Fedorowicz contract extension that we mentioned have been revealed. Now it sounds as if he is looking in the neighborhood of $10.1 million in guaranteed money over that three-year extension. So works out to about $7 million a season, but $10.1 million of that is guaranteed. We mentioned how you can help the Harvey recovery efforts. If you're headed to Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday for the Cyclones and Panthers game, Iowa State, you and I, you can hear it right here on 1600 AM beginning at 6 o'clock. Hy-Vee is going to have a semi at Jack Trice Stadium. Fans can bring the non-perishable food items, things like bottled water, stuff like canned vegetables, anything of that nature, stuff that will not expire. Also, stuff like diapers, baby food, keep that in mind. And you don't necessarily get anything for this other than the fact that you know it's going to be loaded onto a semi and driven down to Houston to help the people who are in desperate need of receiving some assistance. So if you're going to the Iowa State game on Saturday, maybe raid the pantry, take along some items, or stop at the grocery store and pick some stuff up and drop it off as you're making your way into Jack Trice Stadium for the season opener. Hours number one and two are in the books. Hour number three kicks off in a big way. We've got Hall of Famer Kurt Warner next.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time.